Translation. The gigantic universal form of the personality of Godhead within the body of the universal shell, which is covered by sevenfold material elements, is a subject for the Virat conception. Purport. Simultaneously, the Lord has multifarious other forms, and all of them are identical with the original fountainhead form of the Lord, Shri Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, it has been proven that the original transcendental and eternal form of the Lord is Shri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead. By his inconceivable internal potency, Atma Maya, he can expand himself by multifarious forms and incarnations simultaneously, without being diminished in his full potency. He is complete, and although innumerable complete forms emanate from him, he is still complete, without any loss. That is his spiritual or internal potency. In the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, manifested his Virat Rupa, just convinced the less intelligent class of men who cannot conceive of the Lord as appearing just like a human being. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Shigonita Eki Jai. Lord appearing just like human being, and he is factually has the potency of his claim to be supreme absolute person without any rival or superior. Materialistic man can think, although very imperfectly, of the huge universal space, comprehending an innumerable number of planets as big as the sun. They can see only the circular sky overhead, without any information that this universe, as well as many other hundreds and thousands of universes, are each covered by the sevenfold material coverings of water, fire, air, sky, ego, noumenon, and material nature, just like a huge football, pumped and covered, floating on the water of the causal ocean, wherein the Lord is laying as Mahavishnu. All the universes in seed are emanating from the breathing of the Mahavishnu, who is part of a partial expansion of the Lord, and all the universes presided over by their Brahmas vanish when the Mahavishnu withdraws his great breath. In this way, the material worlds are being created and vanished by the supreme will of the Lord. The poor, foolish materialist can just imagine how ignorantly he puts forward an insignificant creature to become his rival incarnation, simply on the allegations of a dying man. The Virat Rupa was particularly exhibited by the Lord just to give lessons to such foolish men, so that one can accept a person as incarnation of the Godhead only if such a person is able to exhibit such a Virat Rupa as Lord Krishna did. The materialistic person may concentrate his mind upon the Virat or gigantic form of the Lord in his own interest and as recommended by Shukadeva Goswami, but he must be on his guard not to be misled by pretenders who claim to be the identical person as Lord Krishna, but are not able to act like him or exhibit the Virat Rupa, comprehending the whole of the universe. Very technical. Okay. Seek blessings, permission from all of you, Guru Parampara, to say something useful for us, not something shabby. I'll tend to. Again, verse. The gigantic universal form of the personality of Godhead within the body of the universal shell, which is covered by sevenfold material elements, is a subject for the Virat conception. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's a very interesting series of verses here. This is actually beginning of inquiry. This is beginning of narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, you can say safely. This first question, first chapter here speaks about first questions of Maharaj Parikshit to Shukadeva Goswami. It's very interesting. It's complex and it's hard to speak on that. But it's interesting, like, why would Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit, of course, Maharaj Parikshit first want to establish what is the process, what is best to do, and he's asking this question. But Shukadeva Goswami, interestingly, starts first with this base. You can say it's ABC. You know, like, let's say that Maharaj Parikshit heard this second chapter and I say, okay, that's it. I know what to do. I'll sit on and meditate on Virat Rupa. He didn't. He didn't do this. There's so many other questions. But interesting enough, as all preachers, all we have experienced, if it's a group of people, you see the gradation. Some are very advanced, some are beginners, some are misled with their own conceptions. And then speaker will always address those, even if he's one among many, to establish proper base for discussion. And all those who are more advanced, even senior devotees, they will accept that, they realize, they understand where he's going to preaching to this person. And they will appreciate also. They will hear to get some tips, because in their day-to-day life, you're meeting these people who don't know idea what spiritual life is. So here is thousands of sages of different ranks from all the universe assembled. And Maharaj Parikshit exactly was concerned with that. Shukadeva Goswami also was concerned with that as well. To establish, you know, there are authorities, all these sages, the authorities, people listening to them, following them. So if they are not properly established, well, this lead. Like nowadays, there's so many instructors and gurus, YouTube gurus, have 5 billion followers. What is their idea? More than 99.9% is impersonal. See, it's the same. The famous, the influenced people, you know, they get knowledge from them. Shabby knowledge. So here, in earlier verses at the beginning of this description of Virat Rupa, Maharaj Parikshit asks, where and how to apply the mind? See, to calm the mind, to purify the mind. And then Shukadeva Goswami gives Virat Rupa meditation, which is very interesting, you know. So that means this very complex meditation, extremely complex meditation, it just gives you indication how complex that impersonal ideas are. So this Krishna's plan somehow slowly to bring people with that conception, you see, is complexity all problem. How to bring impersonal to connect them with personal. That's a Virat Rupa 4. See, like a connection spirit and matter, that's Virat Rupa. So a very elaborate meditation, as I said. It's not just like gross elements like mountains, rivers, planetary system, but also subtle. I included the Virat Rupa, which one who meditates must consider. This is like emotions, expressions. There's so many different, you know, affection. Like I said, affection are his teeth. This all you have to consider when you meditate on Virat Rupa. Alluring material energy is his smile. You know, to keep this concept in mind, difficult. Material creation is his glance over us. His jaws are god of death, Yama. One who meditates in this Virat Rupa is consider all of this. All of this, see. Also includes his honesty, his hankering, religion and religion. Front of the Lord is religion. Back of the irreligion. Even this you have to consider when you meditate. His ego, also, everything. Many, everything, like you said, birds represent his artistic sense. So you have to include so many things in this Virat Rupa. See, Brahmanas are his face, Kshatriyas are his arms, Vaishyas feet, Shudras are his legs, even this. So different kinds of animals situated on his belt port region. So many, like very complex, just gives you kind of remind you of this complexity of meditation on this Virat-rupa. You have to, you know, because so-called knowledge is very dangerous, as I said, of these gurus. Their so-called knowledge is very dangerous. If some are ignorant, obviously nobody will listen to them. But you present yourself as a knowledgeable, as a guru, and present this false knowledge, you mislead thousands of people. See, that's how it is. The Prabhupada said, those who not having faith in personal feature are given chance to associate with Virat-rupa in personal feature, which is indirect association with a person, and so gradually move to the personal conception. So this kind of bridge preaching, you know, to bring impersonal to personal. This is what they do, Shukadeva Goswami. You know. And finally, yesterday, I said, Nitya Nitanam Chetana Chetananam. You have to include that this universal form supply necessity of all living entities. Virat-rupa contains all this Nitya Nitanam Chetana Chetananam. Whatever in this we need is in this material world is within Virat-rupa. Everything which one could include. Yeah. For us, of course, if you take Bhagavad Gita, there's aspect of Virat-rupa there described, but not just the 11th chapter. If you read through Bhagavad Gita, it's so many aspects of Virat-rupa described there. See, one who sees me in everything, sees everything in me, I'm never lost to him, he never lost to me. Includes in entire Virat-rupa, everything, absolutely everything. I'm sown in the ether, I'm taste of water. So many things, strength of the strong. More examples. Any more example? Describes, he's everything. But so many verses, like hard to recall because they're pervading entire Bhagavad Gita. Krishna presents about 10 chapters, you know. I'm a lion, I'm a beast, I'm a sage, I'm Narada, it goes on and on. So, I'm Shiva, I'm Brahma, I'm whatever, Maruch Kumara, I'm Gayatri of mantras, Indra, yeah, so many things. Yeah. So, do you know anyone who practices Virat-rupa meditation? Have you ever met somebody? Ah, Virat, how can take off your head of Virat-rupa, what that includes? Yeah.
I think people unknowingly do it. See, whatever people idolize,
yeah,
that is their conception of Krishna. But they don't believe in Krishna, but whatever you idolize, that is
your absolute.
That is your absolute. That is your God. And it's kind of Virat in a sense.
Part of. I remember many years ago, yeah. Oh yeah, this is concept which connects you, because if you follow the Bhagavad Gita instructions, in the lion you will see strength of Krishna, whether you'll see Krishna everywhere. That's a point actually with Virat-rupa, to bring you back to the person Krishna. That's it. Many years ago, one devotee from Australia said he met some guru in India. This was more than 30 years ago. And then he kind of course, he was claiming he's a Bhagavan. And he said, can you show Virat-rupa? And he said, yeah, I show. And then put a picture out. And he showed a picture of Virat-rupa himself, some Photoshop thing, you know. And he gave it to people. In those times, nobody knew, you know, about technology. And when you see the picture, wow, you know, I can put so many things in the picture. That's Virat-rupa showing you here. So, you know, I just said, you never met anyone who meditates. I mean, really, exactly this procedure, because it's extremely difficult to get all this in the mind when you meditate. See, you cannot really conceive such a form. Like, you know, maybe if you look from far distance, you know, Krishna's bones are like, you know, rocks and mountains, and his all seas are his abdomen, and maybe, but this would be so complex. And I think in BTG there is one painting of this kind of person going walking through the universe with all this This is kind of vague idea. What is, like, you know. Anyway. But he said first discipline to meditate Virat Rupa is, you know, beginning stage of Ashtanga is, you know, asana first is mentioned in these verses. Asana and then pranayam to calm the mind. And then you start to meditate on that Virat Rupa. See? So, this gigantic form of the personality of Godhead is within the body of the universal shell. That means every universe has universal form within every, and is connected to person. See, they said that in the beginning, even Lord Brahma meditated on this Virat Rupa. So Shishukadeva Goswami said, formerly, prior to the manifestation of the cosmos, Lord Brahma, by meditating on the Virat Rupa, regained his lost consciousness by appeasing the Lord. Thus he was able to rebuild the creation as before. So, Prabhupada said in Purport, this forgetfulness of living entity can be revived by meditating on Virat Rupa. And then revival of one's pure consciousness will follow when you meditate with that. So this impersonal conception will vanish if you apply this meditation. Because it's so deep ingrained in us, in personal conception, we all have these ideas. I had also, everybody. If you practice spiritual life, if proper knowledge is not explained to you, it doesn't matter which path you follow, you cannot fail but come to this impersonal conception in the end. It's very difficult, you know. You know, without proper knowledge, you know. You get in the doubt even if you follow proper path in the beginning. And there are various Virat Rupas described, like to Mother Yashoda is different than to Duryodhana. Virat Rupa is shown. Vamanadeva display in the courtyard of Bali Maharaj. And of course Arjuna, he got vision of Virat Rupa, which is most complex. He said that nobody ever seen such a complex manifestation of Virat Rupa. All of them are partially displayed. But with Arjuna, it's completely. Never seen before. Yeah? Never. So, and also, Arjuna got the eyes to see. This interesting point. Krishna gave Arjuna eyes to see, but not the understanding of it. See, he was completely bewildered. Like, when you go to 3D cinema, they give you eyes first to see. They give you these glasses. Otherwise, it's vague. It's like, so he gave him the eyes, but then he was totally puzzled, like, you know, scared. So this was not like sweet pastimes like Krishna. Like, you can imagine you have a pastimes of Virat Rupa, you know, like childhood pastimes of Virat Rupa, there is no such thing. So, you know, it's scary, it's comprehensive. Can you imagine to see everything as Arjuna saw in one place? All elements, everything, time, everything, past, present, future. I mean, this was a scary, like kind of LSD trip or something, like bad trip, like, you know. Anyway, once one of my friend told me, they took some, whatever, intoxication. It's not maybe a story for this, but then he saw himself as a checkered body, like checkered like a chest. What's that? And then he kind of imagined that he see the policeman. And he was thinking, they're chasing me. And he was running like this, taking himself to be checkered. And then he saw the field, old checkered field. Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'll just jump into it and merge and they will not notice me. And he jumped there. Luckily, it was only a few people on the street to see these ridiculous things. And he bruised himself so badly. Use his imagination. So, like this, like, you don't know what the hell is going on, what's happening, you know. One devotee told me when his father was young, he was walking on a bridge with LSD trip. And he thought, man, I can fly, definitely. And he jumped from the bridge, high bridge. He didn't hit the water, but jumped on kind of roof, broke a few bones and bruises, survived. So that's imagination. I just want to make a point that you cannot make sense of this universal form. Like, therefore, Arjuna was just petrified, scared. See, that's a, you know, that's Bhagavad Gita. I mean, whose favorite chapter of Bhagavad Gita is 11th chapter? Anyone? Anyone? Probably nobody. At the beginning stages, we first just rush very quickly through universal form. It's very technical. But later on, there's so many nectar there also. But so that's Abhiratrupa, you know. Something confusing. You don't have kind of nothing to do with it almost in the beginning, see. But Abhiratrupa help us to remember Krishna. That's the thing. Like that's a, this point here also, to connect to Krishna, help us to remember Krishna, see. To understand whatever we walk on, whatever we breathe in, whatever we think, is Krishna, you know. Krishna is, you know, earth I'm walking on, Krishna is sun and moon, Krishna is breath, smell. Prabhupada said, if you can remember that, you can become perfectly Krishna conscious. To remember is everything so connected. Everything within creation is Krishna. Unless you don't see it, then it's illusional. Second chapter, one of the Chatushloki says, if you, whatever you see in this creation, if it doesn't have connection with me, that's illusion, my illusory energy. So it's just conception, illusion, just conception in our mind. Connect with Krishna is not illusion anymore. Any interest, like Arjuna asks in 10th chapter, in which various form you are to be remembered, and then Krishna describes all this which we mentioned. I'm a lion, I'm the beast, I'm the Narada, you know. So this priority to real display of Abhiratrupa. As a purpose is, furthermore, Arjuna, I'm generating seed of all existence. There is no being moving or non-moving that can exist without me. That's the purpose of Abhiratrupa. So elaborate, like, you know, Krishna understand that this Mayavada or impersonal conception is so detrimental, we'll never be happy. So this is his plan. This is he set up this meditation. He set up so many other processes. When you read Srimad Bhagavatam, this instruction to Devahuti, instructions so to different sages, they're all different. One of them is Abhiratrupa. You know, the Lord has a plan for everybody, see. And in some places they say that this form is imaginary, and some places not, see. So is it imaginary? Or is not? Is imaginary form or not? What do you think? Because Arjuna saw, isn't it? All others in the higher planetary system saw it also. Is it imaginary? Cannot be imaginary. But this asat and sat, see. Although it's like, it's not imagined, it's real. But sometimes it's displayed, sometimes not. That's a thing, see. Arjuna saw it, they said, please, take it away. I don't want to see anymore, right? Enough. See. Interesting that of all these items, Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, they're all eternal, only one is not. Which one is not? Karma. Why? How can material nature be eternal? We know, it just comes and goes. Abhiratrupa comes and goes. Yeah. Point is that Krishna says Maya Dakshina Prakriti, whatever. But he said, time I am also. He said, I'm material nature, I'm time. I'm Ishwar, I'm controller. But karma, although is eternal law, but karma is created by living being. Whatever is created by living being is temporary. It can be broken. In that sense, karma is not eternal. See, is our creation. So any points? Yeah. And interesting, when you see all this, you know, entire creation, like just you know, I'm gonna end up now soon. Entire creation, just look at this one minimal, small universe here. So many elements, so many you know, planetary systems. So yogi who wants to progress, or even empiric philosopher, could try to understand entire creation, origin of life. He goes through all this study, analyzing nature, or yogi goes through difficult process. You know, surpasses higher planetary systems, goes to Brahmaloka, surpasses that, goes to seven coverings or universe, goes through all this difficult, complex creation, breaks through, enters Brahmajyoti, dazzling light, then millions, billions of Vaikuntha planets. You go through all this such elaborate creation of the entire universe, an incredible. And then you're moving slowly towards the highest planet of the universe. Even if empiric philosopher or even yogi could understand all this lower setup for the material elements, subtle elements, even if he understands the Brahmajyoti, even if they understand the Vaikunthas, and they're going higher and higher and higher, their ideas is then absolute, that end of it must be so complex, like millions high, more than what we already seen. But what's happened there, highest planetary system, highest planet of Goloka Vrindavan. And what is there? Simply a rural setting. It's incredible. Incredible. Simply rural setting, people doing something, ordinary works. Milking the cows, plowing, whatever they do, you know. And that's the highest truth. Who could expect that, you know? And these denizens there, what are they thinking of? What are they absorbing? Simply Krishna. Oh, he's now in the forest, tending the cows. You know, I'll do something for him, you know, whatever I do. You know, and at the evening he's going to come back, he will glance upon me, he will see me, and all day, totally absorbed, Mother Yashoda, there's everybody, you know, just thinking of Krishna. And Krishna is a fan there. And on the evening, what's happened there? There's a rumor, Krishna is coming back. There's a cloud there, cows, you know, rise the cloud of dust. Oh yeah, everybody comes there gathered, and Krishna reciprocated each one of them, glances upon each one of them, and this fulfilled their heart to fullest content. They're completely happy to have this darshan. That's all what they are living throughout the day. That's all what is. Krishna smiles upon them. They're fully filled in nectar. And what they do when they go to sleep, dreaming about what? I guess you don't know. Simply Krishna. And next day again. And say, for eternity, constantly. That's the highest absolute truth. This simply rural setting. And somebody may say, oh, you're Krishna, whatever. He's God, he's Vishnu, he's Narayan. Yeah, it's all right. He may be, may not. Who cares? But we just love this small, sweet boy who is in our village. That's all. Maybe God, maybe not. We just love this boy. That's all. So that's the highest absolute truth. But he said that, you know, even the highest transcendentalists cannot understand that's beyond all this creation, material, spiritual, this person. And at time happens also the devotees also on the end is said somewhere that it's less narrow maya to think that Krishna is not God. Because, you know, it breaks all your ideas, concepts of what absolute truth is completely. And then, you know, there's simply boy there. That's the thing. Is anyone has some nectar to share? Jai Shri Shraddha Gokulananda Sita Lakshmanman Jai Shri Gonitai Ki Jai. It's interesting, I'll say one more thing. Like Bhagavad Gita, they said it's ABC of knowledge. They said, but it's not just ABC. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you got everything. Every book contains Sambandha Videya Prayojana. Bhagavad Gita, Sandarbhas, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all books. And also every preacher also, when he preaches, he should consider these three. Sambandha, Videya, Prayojana. But why Bhagavad Gita is ABC? Because it gives something more priority to Sambandha. Gives you information about soul, about basic to understand, and then relationship or Sambandha you can build on this. So in the same way, like when Shukadeva Goswami speaks, consider that those sages they already know. I'm not a body, physical, they may have some idea what they are, what is absolute, but at least they know that I'm not this body, you know. So, and then the second chapter is a lot about Sambandha, relationship with them and with this, whatever, absolute. So, it's like these three books are like a cardinal. If somebody gives you treasury map with treasury hidden, gives you this, wow, I appreciate, you know, like it gives you that real treasure there, it points at some place, is real. So it's like a Bhagavad Gita, you know. You're a poor man, there's a treasury map. But then, where is that place? What's the climate there? What's it, you know, what is that? It describes the environment where that is hidden, where it's buried. It's like Srimad Bhagavatam. Describes you, what is that place? That means you're so eager to get wealth, you believe, yeah, and your eagerness grows. And in Srimad Bhagavatam describes what's that environment, what is climate, what is even the exact place where it's buried, maybe even, you know, what is state order there, how you can get there. So you're making plans. But then you cannot do it alone. It's a very dangerous journey and far away to get this treasury. You need other experts. You need people who are experts in different fields to help you in the journey. We enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita, the people who, you know, which with whom you build mood and relationship, the bond which it can carry you. Each one of them can save the life of each other. So it is like a Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then finally, your journey starts. And then you may encounter so many dangers there on this path, on this way. So each one of you protects each other until you get, and then describes a mood to develop the mood proper within that team. If it's not proper, you're going to just mess up among yourselves. And you're not going to get, so it's like, you know, what this basic knowledge is for Bhagavad Gita. It makes you interested in this absolute truth. And then you learn about the nature of that final absolute truth. And then it gives you more about emotions, about with the relationships within that. Anyway, please, somebody has something to say.
In one of the purports, I think ninth chapter or something, Prabhupada says there's three levels of people who worship Krishna. It's not line of pure devotion service, but it's like they think that they're God. But Prabhupada says that kind of worship is also acceptable because at least they understand they're not the body. And then there's another class where they think they have their own understanding of God. They make their own understanding of God. And the highest is they worship the universe as God.
Yeah.
So
Shaktas.
Shaktas, yeah. So, but then Prabhupada comments somewhere that even whether one worships a universal form or Krishna's form in Vrindavan, is the demigods are pleased by that worship, yeah, in itself.
It's prescribed method, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, point is that this is not something universal form, some imagination of somebody. Like, for example, somebody can meditate, is proud, what's that chanting? Forget, I can meditate. It's not like imagination of some, whatever, meditators, you know, universal form, you know, like, you know. But like in Satya Yuga, they're so proud, they can do austerities for hundreds and hundreds of years or something, you know, to realize absolute truth, you know. This is given by Krishna, prescribed not okay. You want complex meditation? Fine. There's a universal form. Includes so many subtleties and gross things. Okay, show yourself. And this is like I would say Avaroha Panta and Aroha Panta. To Arjuna, universal form is shown, just given to him. But for those who want to elevate themselves through the Vishwarupa, it's more like Aroha Panta, like, you know, very focused, very visualizing, you know, emotions. You know, you have to keep in mind, some, okay, you want complex things, okay, meditate. And you come to the same conclusion. See, so that's the difference. If it's given to you, or given process to you, by which you can realize the same thing. Anyway.
I have one question also, Prabhu. I wanted to ask, what's the application for us in regards to the Virat group? What can we do in our devotional practice?
Try, but you'll not have time for service or anything. For us, you know, the significance of Visharupa for devotees is simply to just remember Krishna wherever you see, wherever you walk, you know. You know, that's a main thing. If you remember, really, for us it's easy. I don't need to meditate. The bones are, you know, rocks and whatever, mountains. No, I don't need. But when I just see an amazing rock, you remember, this is actually bone of Krishna. You know, it's like this subtlety just connects you to Krishna. You know, your appreciation grows. Same, taste of water, if you can remember that. And the point is that remember that Krishna is just everything, you know, like everything is Krishna. If you consciously accept that and know that, for us, that's the significance of Vishwarupa. Because it says is that Vishwarupa specifically is meant for those who have impersonal conception. To kind of, you know, they are not accept person, but okay, I'll give you this, you know, like, meditate on this, and then gradually they will come to the understanding, wait a minute, everything is person, 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 person. And then you get this samskara in your head that actually is a person. But those who already accept person, you know, universal form, you know, amazing universe, amazing beauty, amazing, you know, it's just a spark of Krishna's splendor, Bhagavad Gita says. And why you need that knowledge on Arjuna? Why you need that knowledge? Just a small spark, you know, Yuratupa, just a small spark of my splendor. When you notice, it's just like blown away, like, you know. See? It's like Brijavasi. They don't care for this complex creation, material universe, for elements, for time. Even for Vaikuntas, you know, they don't go into that. Even though care is a Krishna God or not, like, but this love is just when prevails, you know, that's a purpose. I don't know if you have anything to add to it, you know. Yeah, prayer, you know.
It's related to here, it has been proven the original transcendental eternal form is Lord Sri Krishna. It says, but by his inconceivable internal potency, Atma Maya, he can expand himself in multifarious forms. And of course, a Jiva Tattva, whether it be eternally conditioned or I forgot what they call it, but the non-conditioned souls in the spiritual world, or wherever they are, that it's a facility. What we were seeing here is just external potency, you know, the real it's inconceivable part is when he expands himself into the Jiva Tattva, and then I suppose what the Virat Rupa form is just a manifestation of the material energy, which people seem to relate to because they got a body.
Yeah.
And so really, because we identify with the material energy, you know, because it's to do with this body. And if we can realize that actually that we're not the body, we're not the material energy, and that we disassociate ourselves from it in such a way that we start to understand that actually we're part and parcels, and that of Krishna, that is, and that we reunite with Krishna. He says, everything belongs to me. So do the living entities. But this belonging means belonging together. That we belong back together with Krishna, reunited with him by the spiritual potency of a relationship in a loving bond. And I think this is the materialists, though, in this world, and including the impersonalists, they're thinking completely away from. They don't realize that this personal aspect is their original nature, and they're not God. That they're only part of God, and they just want, and so they're denying themselves everything that we really are, which is the female serving potency. It's they want to be the enjoyer, but an enjoyer in a way that they don't no longer enjoy. They no longer experience the universe and its complexities and personalities. They don't want it. They just want to go not exist anymore. And it's a spiritual suicide, Prabhupada says. So really, it's nonsense. It's just nonsense. You know, they actually want to commit suicide. So unfortunate in that way.
You have to come to that when you get frustrated. You know, material energy is frustrating. Without proper information, you just want to end up everything. How many of you consider I just sick of everything? Yeah. Suicide or Brahmajyoti or something, you know? I mean, so it's no wonder, you know, that, you know, something just doesn't go well with my, who am I? Material energy constantly gives you trouble. Only, Prabhupada said, only devotee sees material energy as a Vaikuntha. Everyone else is really against you. Just, you know, constant trouble, constant. Out of blue, can be vanished any time. All this, not to speak of misery, we know what misery is, so we cannot condemn such ideas. Therefore, Bahunam Janmanamante, Gyanavamam Prapadyate, Vasudeva, Sarvamiti, Samahatma, Sudulabhak. After billions of life of such a struggle, frustration, you get intelligence. And then, Vasudeva, Sarvamiti, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.